Now time for the observation deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air and Tylock George Laser Eye Care.
Thanks, Greg. This was said to be only 30% of adults can get this quiz correct. They only score 30% on this. Wait, no. Let me get this straight.
They get them all right?
30% of adults can get all 10 of these. I predict that both of you will get all 10 of these questions correct.
Okay.
Okay, how well do you know these famous quotes? Question one. This is Robert Frost. Two roads diverged on a wood, and I took the...
one less traveled.
That's your guess, George?
Yeah, that sounds good to me. I second that emotion.
Was that one familiar to you?
Yeah. I couldn't think of it offhand, but yeah.
And I may not have gotten the wording exactly correct, but I think that's it.
One less traveled is correct. Question two. I'll give you first crack at this one, George.
Okay.
Eleanor Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. No one can make you feel inferior without your... blank.
Without your golf clubs in the trunk.
Okay. It's a good guess.
Without your help?
Without your consent.
Consent.
So you already got one wrong.
Mm.
Three, Tom Hanks said, my mama always said life was like a box of chocolates, blank.
You never know what you're going to get.
That is correct.
All right. Did Tom Hanks say that?
No.
Or did Forrest Gump say that?
It's Tom Hanks as Forrest Gump. Number four, Albert Einstein said, life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must blank. We'll let George do this one since Craig is the cyclist first. We'll let you go first, Giorgio.
Could you repeat it? Could you spell it?
Nice.
Just repeat it.
Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must blank.
Well, I don't know. I'm blank.
I don't know this one either. I'm going to guess keep pedaling.
Keep moving. So I'll give you credit for that one. Okay, number five. Edmund Burke said, those who don't know history are destined to...
repeat it.
Correct. Do you know that one, Craig?
Yes.
Okay, Dolly Parton. The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you've got to blank.
Hmm.
If you want the rainbow, you've got a blank.
Boy, I don't know. Don't think I've ever heard this one.
Go through a storm or...
I'll give you multiple choice here. Look for it. Buy some Skittles. Put up with the rain.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Put up the rain.
That sounds Dolly-ish.
Yeah, that sounded similar to what you had said, Giorgio, was... go through the rainstorm or something like that. Yes, I'll give you correct on that one. Number seven. I'm going to give this to Giorgio since he's a big fan. Actually, since he's such a big fan and is probably going to give it right, I'll get it right. I'm going to give it to Craig first.
So Randy Rogers quote?
I hope so.
John Lennon said, life is what happens to you while you're blank.
Hmm.
Did you know this one, Gordo?
Yeah, I knew this one. This is one of my favorite quotes of his. It's lyrics from a song.
Living.
Okay. That actually is one of the multiple choices here.
It's not living with eyes closed.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, it's a great quote by his. Okay, by him. So you guys are...
failing.
No. You are
about half of them
combined. We
only
got a passing grade,
two, I think, so far. Eight. George Sand said, "There is only one happiness in this life," and then blank. And I'll give you multiple choice: to love and be loved, to be worry free, to feel success.
Hmm. And I guess it's one of the first two. The third seems a little superficial.
Yeah, to feel success.
Love and be loved?
Yes, love and be loved is correct. Alice Walker said the most common way people give up their power is by blank. And your choices are thinking they don't have any, overusing it, losing respect of others.
Oh, I was going to say getting married.
Gosh, dude.
Couples therapy.
We're just having fun. I don't know.
A?
Yes, thinking they don't have any. Mm. That's the most common way people give up their power, is they think they don't have any to begin with. Mm. Winston Churchill, your final one. Winston Churchill said, if you're going through hell, blank. I've always loved this quote, too.
Mm.
We get choices.
Dang it, I can't believe y'all never heard that one. It's one of his famous quotes.
I just remember, we'll fight him in the air, we'll fight him in the water, and in the line.
Foghorn Leghorn.
And I'll say,
I don't think Winston Churchill had a southern accent like that. the quote is, if you're going through hell, keep going.
No.
Which is...
Yeah.
Yeah, this is how you get out of hell. You just got to keep going.
Guess I've heard that.
Yeah. I guarantee you've heard that before. You guys did pretty good. You didn't get a low score. You didn't fail. I think you guys are smarter than the average
bears. If we could copy off each other, we would have been, fine.
Which you guys often
did. But we didn't ace it.
No, you didn't ace it. And I guess 30% of adults would ace this thing, according to stats.
Yeah, there are about three of those that I can't say that I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I'd heard of all of them, but I think I just love quotes. I love reading quotes. That's a weird statement. But, yeah, I love reading quotes. And I always, you guys do the thing to where you write down, you'll hear a quote and go, man, that is great, and you write it down.
So that's interesting you bring that up, because I think I must have a mental block in terms of remembering quotes, because I just read one the other day, and I thought it was one of my favorites ever, and I've tried to recall it since 10 times, and I can't come up with it.
It was so meaningful to you.
Yes.
You made mental note of it.
And I told you I read the Matthew McConaughey book in November, and it was all his quotes, and I gave it 2 thumbs up out of 5, because I didn't like maybe I'm not a quote guy.
You don't like quotes. No. Dang. Do you have a favorite quote of all time, other than the one you forgot, Craig?
Okay, this is the one that I can never remember, but I love it. John Burroughs, I go to nature to be soothed and healed and to have my senses put in order. I love that quote.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember it. I won't be able to quote it later today.
And but George?
That's my favorite recent quote.
George is going to be a Randy Rogers song.
No, I think...
There's nothing wrong with that. Hey, that John Lennon quote was from a song.
Yeah.
Life is what happens to you when you're busy making other plans.
Oh, so song lyrics count as quotes?
I think so.
Okay, then I guess I can remember a lot of them.
I think JFK had two ones that, you know, that stand out to me and that I think about. I mentioned them. Mentioned one of them a few months ago. Everybody gets diarrhea.
That's not a JFK quote.
When everybody in this country seemed to be at each other's throats, I think it's become pretty cliche, but ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country.
Mm-hmm.
I wish more people would live by that instead of just moaning and complaining.
Nobody wants to hear that today.
No. My other favorite JFK quote is, the only thing we have to fear is fear.
That was FDR.
Was that FDR?
That was FDR.
Okay. All right.
What about why does Texas play Rice? Why does Rice
like
play Texas? Or whatever.
I always get thrown
Not
by
Not because
that.
It's easy, because it's hard.
Because it's hard. It may have been even from that same speech, and it's often quoted as being one of his greatest quotes, but it's in the middle of it, and it always throws me in the middle of it. We choose to do this and the other things, not because they're easy.
You think that's a throwaway?
Yes, it's a weird phrase right in the middle of it.
That was awesome.
He like sets it up, and everything just sounds so beautiful, and then in the middle of it, he says, we choose to do this and the other things. It's just real generic right in the middle of it.
We all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's futures, and we are all mortal.
He even wrote it that way, futures?
Uh-huh.
Huh. Interesting. And I love
that one, too.
One of my favorites. It's hard to call it a quote because it's more of an excerpt. But Carl Sagan's Pale Blue Dot. You ever read that or seen that?
No, oh, but I like
it. So beautiful. Carl Sagan's so great. Love him. Okay, so you guys did okay on the quotes. I saw this little hack. Do you ever follow any life hack websites or subreddits or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
This is pretty genius. So the problem is you go into a business and they've got the TV on in the waiting room, whatever they have there, and it's just blaring. You ever experienced that?
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you'll be the only one in the waiting room, and the employee is not even manning the front desk most of the time. They're back doing something, and you're waiting for your car, something like that, and the TV's blaring. But you don't have access to the remote control. Well, this one dude says that he goes around, and he carries with him the little headphone adapters. And he'll carry a pocket full of them because you can get them for, you know, 10 cents each. And he'll just go back behind the TV and just plug in the little headphone adapter into the headphone port of it to shut the TV up.
That's genius.
Yes.
I was somewhere the other day in a waiting room, and the speaker was so loud, and it was the Kelly Clarkson talk show, her afternoon talk show.
Oh, man.
And it made me realize how unbelievably annoying that show is. It's just her screaming for an hour.
She's Tickett's own.
Yeah. Yeah, but she, and it's her screaming really her for strength. An hour.
She is a spaz on camera.
It's unbelievable.
Is she more spazzy than Drew Barrymore?
Yes.
I've never seen her show.
I think she's pretty spazzy, isn't she, on her show?
Yeah.
I've seen clips of that.
I would say Advantage Clarkson.
More spazzy than Drew Barrymore. That's an accomplishment.
You can't believe how much she screams in 1 hour.
Yeah.
I never thought that Kelly Clarkson would get that review when she started her career, that someday she would be described as more spazzy than Drew Barrymore.
I like to listen to her sing. I don't know about being a talk show host. Does everybody have a talk show now?
They're just handing them out.
Got a lot of channels out there.
Yeah,
a lot of networks.
A lot of programming.
I think the only person that doesn't have a talk show now is Sharon Osbourne.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Yes.
All right, Gordo. Thank you. That's the ODEC 632 on the Tickett.